You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like that dude just said a moment ago. So, yeah, that's who we are. And listen, 2:08 p.m. right now. Got some serious weather out there in the Tennessee Valley, so be careful. Plan your travels accordingly, and just keep an eye on your weather app or the weather station, whichever. Big doings in the weather going across our way till about 8 o'clock tonight, I think. Listen, as I get into my comments today, I got to tell you, today is a significant date. So 1 year ago today, my life changed, and pretty radically, I might add. Pray tell, Phil, what could have happened? Well, here's a short answer. Rush Limbaugh passed away 1 year ago today. Now, some of you may have questions about how Rush Limbaugh could have impacted my life. Well, that's the longer answer. On the one hand, I'm like many of you when it comes to knowing him from afar. He didn't know me, not by a stretch. But my whole family knew him as the voice of conservative commentary since way back when he started out. I remember in the early 90s, my son Josh was what we used to be called on Rush's show, a Rush baby, because he sat in the car seat while Charlene drove down the road and listened to Rush. He used to get excited and shake his head back and forth when the theme song came on. Me personally, I was a fan for the longest time because for the first time, I found a resource that helped me to put the way I felt and what I believed into words, and I'm sure many people can say that. Rush had the unique means of being able to encapsulate an issue in a modicum of words and to do so effectively and even to control the narrative from the moment he started out. There used to be Rush rooms in restaurants where you could go and listen while you ate. And for you younger folks, that was before Wi-Fi and earbuds. You know, just saying. Over time, he became the unequivocal voice of conservatism. He could set the standard. He could change a direction. American presidents came on his show, and some, like Bill Clinton, would even say out loud that they hated the fact that Rush could talk about them for 3 straight hours. He once said that he was asked numerous times why he didn't run for office himself, and his response was that he knew without a doubt that he could be far more effective for the cause, sitting ensconced behind the golden EIB microphone. And I'd say he was right. So how did his passing change my life, though? Well, because it opened the door to Right Side Radio. You see, the true story is that I never once imagined that I would have a radio show. I'll be honest with you, I didn't. It would have been a laughable notion before, you know, talk 3 hours? What would I say? Who would listen? How does that even work? Well, God had something else in mind, apparently, because soon after Rush passed away, I got a call from Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. And the conversation went something like me answering the phone and saying, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" To which Dale responded with something typical like, "Living the dream." And I believe I laughed and I said, "Well, what's up?" And he responded by saying, "Well, Rush Limbaugh died." And I paused for a second thinking that maybe he was having some kind of a moment of grief or something. So I asked, "You all right?" And he goes, "Yeah, but I've got 3 hours I got to fill now." So I told my boss, "I want to have a Phil Williams show. Knock me down with a feather." Well, that started a whole series of brainstorming and haggling and talking and thinking and lots of praying. And in the end, Charlene and I decided we had to step into this opportunity and see what God would do. I was reminded of the verse that says that, quote, "Abraham followed God into the wilderness, not even knowing where he was going." Well, that describes Charlene and I, let me tell you. And folks, we went all in. It was a complete pivot of our lifestyle, our daily routines, our income stream, all of it. And I wouldn't change it for the world. It's already become so much more than I could have imagined. So this morning early, as I was resourcing the show, one particular piece caught my eye on Fox News. It was an opinion piece by someone named Diana Alaco, who I don't know, but she titled it, quote, "1 Year Without Rush Limbaugh, 5 Lessons He Left Us on How to Handle the Left." It was good stuff. So let me tell you some of the things she said. Number one, Rush taught us that we should always, quote, know our enemy. He not only spoke at length about the principles of conservatism, but he would tell you how to spot liberals and their plans. It was as if he was shining a light on the left, reading their handbook and exposing their storylines as falsehoods, and they hated it. It was an epic undressing of the progressives every day for 3 hours, unabated. Number one, he taught us to know our enemy. Number two, he taught us to, quote, reject the premise that conservatism is the problem. You know, the most renowned tactic of liberals, if you get down to it, straight out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, is to convince conservatives that the evils of society are all their fault. Like, you know, pushing grandma off the cliff, racism at every turn. American exceptionalism is just imperialism, colonialism, and every other ism you can think of. So he taught us to reject the premise, Rush did, that conservatism is the problem. Number three, he taught us to use the power of truth and to do so with humor and joy and common sense and gratitude and faith. Truth is the greatest antiseptic. It cleans and purifies like nothing else. Using the power of truth, just the truth, can put a liberal on their heels. America is exceptional. Truth. The Constitution is to be strictly construed. Truth. You cannot have peace without strength. Truth. There's only two genders. Truth. And all the while, he laughed and made it sound easy, which it really is. So Rush taught us to use the power of truth. He also taught us to, quote, have no fear. See, leftists are bullies, but like most bullies, their bluster is only skin deep. Most progressive liberals have no idea what to do when someone looks them in the eye, armed with the facts, standing on principle, and tells them to back off. Our situation, despite what liberals often say and portray, is never hopeless. So often liberals, and boy, have we seen this in the age of COVID, so often liberals lead from a position of fear-mongering, never letting a crisis go to waste, sometimes even manufacturing the crisis and then preying upon fears to get their way. Rush taught us that we can look at those leftist bullies in the eye and have no fear. And lastly, Rush believed, and I fully agree, that we should, quote, stay on the offense. See, a good defense is sometimes to go on the offense, right? Keep them on their heels because we stand on principle. We stand on hope. We stand on belief that limited government, free market, traditional families, faith, service, and joy are all salve to the wounds that the world endures every single day. So basically, here's the deal, y'all. I have a conservative talk show today, Right Side Radio, because of Rush Limbaugh's life, his legacy, and truthfully, because of his passing. I would not be talking in this microphone right now from the most studious of studios telling you how I believe we can stay solid, conservative, and just plain right if he had not already forged the way for conservative talk radio. And also then, in his passing, left me an opening. And I do not take it for granted. And I am eternally grateful. Rest in peace, Rush Limbaugh. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah. You know, I was surprised to see that it was 1 year to the day. But it certainly brought about all the things I just told you. I'm literally of the belief that because his mission was what it was and he executed it so faithfully, it opened the door for people like me or Dale Jackson or, you know, Sean Hannity or Brian Kilmeade or anybody else who does conservative talk at, you know, local and national levels to have a voice and to speak out and to do the things we do. And I'm grateful. I really am. All right, folks, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Cousin Rush Limbaugh, I guess. We'll be right back.